two different for you in year one, training camp?
Biggest thing coming in here, knowing what to expect. I felt like I was coming in blind last year. But coming in here, knowing what to expect, gives you a lot more confidence. Feels like you can attack things kind of rather than filling them out, sort of thing. So it's been a lot better, I would say.
I mean, you've been taking all the reps at the ones as far as I can see. Do you feel like you just kind of got that job in the spring and hit to run with it?
Absolutely. It was a tremendous opportunity to come in and be running with the ones this year. And I made sure that I kind of did everything I could in preparation for that opportunity. And I've just been working every day to make sure that I took full advantage of it and was ready to go.
For you in the preseason, how important are on-field reps at that position? Because, like you said, you weren't able to get them on the field.
Yeah, extremely important. Because no matter how much film you watch, and those types of things, there's no substitute for experiences. So I'm cherishing every opportunity that I have on the field, every rep that I get in practice, whether it be individual drills, whether it be team drills, 7-on-7. I'm always trying to make sure that I'm making the most of those reps to be productive on the field.
For you, obviously, to play a ton on defense last year, like, just what do you think your strengths are that you bring to that safety position?
I think one of my biggest strengths is my versatility. I see myself as someone who can play down in the box, ability to create turnovers down in the box, whether it be forcing fumbles, whatever, and then also play high, play the free safety position, being able to break on balls and catch interceptions as well. So I think my versatility is probably one of my biggest strengths.
How important is the relationship between you and Jordan?
It's very important, just like the relationship between the safeties and the corners and the corners and the linebackers. Any team, you need to kind of know what to expect, know what to be able to expect from your teammates. And that's something we've really harped on. We've been really focusing on building each other up as a team and on and off the field. So I think it's really starting to show. And it also makes the on the field experiences that much better when you're doing things, gelling well, and all those types of things. It creates a greater environment for the team.
When you finished last season, did you expect to have this elevation and role starting basically in OTAs?
I really didn't think into it, but I knew that I would be prepared for anything. My intentions coming in this year, regardless of what happened in the offseason, was to come in and to compete for a starting job, and that's what I'm doing, and I got a great opportunity to kind of fight for that when I got here, so that's what my intentions at the moment I got back on to Berea.
Are there areas either on the practice field or in the film room where you say, you know, Dante taught me this last year, Tayshaun? I mean, a couple guys you've played in the league for a long time and you were with last year as a rookie, where you say, yeah, their experience is helping you out there?
Absolutely. Just watching those guys, like the way that they played, Tayshaun was definition of a ball hawk, and Witt was your prototypical box safety. He could do it all. He's like a linebacker at safety. He was extremely smart. The way he kind of called out things before they happened and those types of things, it's something that obviously comes with experience. He's got a ton of experience for those types of things, but that's something I've been working on. Me and Poe have been working on calling things out and just recognizing formations and tendencies and offenses that can help us in the secondary and also our defense as a whole.
From a skill set standpoint, do you think you're similar to Dante?
Yeah, I think that I'm capable of making of being the same type of player he was. I think that I can play down in the box, but I also think I can play the free safety position as well. So, yeah, I would say so.
Does it bother you that Griffin has been picked off in training camp yet? Does that bother defensive backs or something?
Somebody brought that to my attention. I actually hadn't realized that until about yesterday. I mean, it's good for the team. It's sort of frustrating. You kind of feed off of big plays as a defensive back, so you kind of need those every once in a while. The fact that he's kind of not providing those for us, it just means we got to work harder, really. At the end of the day, it's better for the team, but it just means we have some work to do as a defensive backfield and as a secondary.
Is there a significance to the switch to 24 for you?
It was just an opportunity that opened up. I wore 24 all through college, and it opened up again this offseason, so I wanted to switch back to it.
There's a lot of second-year guys that look like they're going to be starting on defense, Danny and X, you. Is it asking too much for so many young guys to be in starting roles?
I don't think so at all. if you really get to know some of the guys that you just mentioned, I would say that we're all very mature, very hardworking guys. So what we lack in experience, I feel like we make up in our work ethic and the time that we put in, because myself along with those other guys, we this entire offseason we've been making sure we've been doing all the extra work, putting in the extra time and overturning every stone to make sure that we're as prepared as possible going into the season, for not only for ourselves and this defense, but for the team as a whole.
Nate's the other guy I couldn't think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Do you guys spend a lot of time, is kind of like as a draft class, talking about goals?
Absolutely. We kind of recognize that we're a little bit young in this position, but we're just extremely excited for what lies ahead for the great coaches that we have, for the great teammates that we have, and the opportunity that we have to make a huge impact in this league and on this team this coming season.